Welcome. Our Daily Bread would like to encourage you today with a reading titled, Leave the Results to God, and it was written by David Roper. Years ago, I was invited to speak to the residents of a university's fraternity house. They had a reputation for rowdiness, so I brought along a friend for support. They were in a celebratory mood, having just won a football championship. At dinner, chaos reigned. Eventually, the president of the house announced, "There are two guys here that want to talk about God." I rose on rubbery legs and began to tell them of God's love, and the room grew still. There was rapt attention. A vigorous and honest Q&A followed. Later, we started a Bible study there, and in subsequent years, many received salvation in Jesus. I recall many days like that when I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, but there were other days when it was I who fell flat on my face. Luke chapter 10 tells of Jesus' disciples returning from a mission to report great success. Many had been brought into the kingdom, demons were put to flight, and people were healed. The disciples were pumped. Jesus replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." But then he issued a caveat. "Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." We delight in success, but we may despair when we seem to fail. Keep doing what God has called you to do and leave the results to Him. He has your name in His book. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and verses 17 through 20. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Now, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as your children, help us to know and realize that we're just simply here to plant seeds of the gospel and watch you do your greatest work. And we acknowledge that though we live in a corrupt, results-driven world based off of human performance and achievements, help us to know that we were not called to walk in that way, but rather walk by the power of the Holy Spirit, having everything we need to overcome the power of the enemy. May we find peace and rest in knowing that no matter the situation, we can leave the results to you. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.